Hey, what's going on? This is John over at Local Splash, Al. Just giving you a call back. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, John?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Living another day in paradise. So, Al, just wanted to give you a call back. I know we said time for right now, so that way we can answer any further questions and whatnot from there. Yeah. Lead away, man. Do you have any questions that you can think of as of right now as far as how we work and what we do and everything like that?
I don't think so yet.
Awesome, awesome. And I'm going to check something out really quick because I did get confirmation about the website. I know I mentioned to you. So I have it in my notes here. So make sure. Yes. So just to make sure I let you know, I confirmed out that we can go ahead and do the website fully included for you as well.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So, far as everything we got going here, we got the website, client dashboard, which is your customizable tracking system. We got 50 keywords and phrases to get you found on Google, that you get to customize and track as well too, and modify at any time. Also 60 different directories as well. Now, I had to ask this one thing I didn't get to talk to you about before though, Al. Do you have a Facebook business page by any chance?
No, I do not.
You don't. That is actually included with that for you. So how that works is we can go ahead and manage your Facebook page, business page. And what we do is if any time someone looks up those services, those keywords right on Google, let's say they found you, they love your website, they love your pictures, your videos, testimonials, all this good stuff, right? But for some reason, they're like, hey, you know what? I don't need the service right now. Maybe later. And they go on their Facebook, they'll see your ads popped up right there. And you already know, Marketing 101, the more they see your name and your business and stuff like that, the more likelihood they're going to call you first because, when that time comes and they need your service, you're there for them. Does that make sense, Al?
Right. Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, as far as all this we got going on here, how do you feel about everything? We'd love to go ahead and, get this thing rolling for you.
Yeah, let's give it a shot and see how it goes.
Awesome. Beautiful. And so, Al, is that short for Al Bird? Like, is that your full name? Hey. Or?
Alfred.
Alfred. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, gotcha. And then how do you pronounce and spell your last name?
It's Terrant, T-E-R-R-A-N-T.
Terrant. Thank you, sir. And the phone number that I just called you on, is that the number you would like your customers to contact you through, or do you have a different number for them?
That's all I got.
Okay, that's okay. And we're very flexible, okay? So if you need to change a number in the future or change anything, make modifications, please let our techs know. They'll go ahead and make that adjustment for you, okay?
Okay.
What is the best email I can send this invoice in far as future contact and things like that to?
My first A, and then Terrant, T-E-R-R-A-N-T,
okay.
Electric, at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com, right. Haven't heard that one in a little bit. All right. I got A, Terrant, your first letter, your name, and then we have Terrant, last name, Electric, at yahoo.com. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, did I spell electric wrong for some reason? No, I did not. Okay. It's not popping up in our system. Is it a valid email there?
Yeah, everybody says that. What the heck? I don't understand. That's the time I put everything. That's where I get all my email from. Everybody says it. They're like, no, it doesn't come up. It doesn't come up. But
Let me do this. I'm going to send you just an email from my work email right now. So it's going to be hello. And see if it goes through. Just as a test here. If it comes back to me or not. Let me know if you actually got it, because that's funny. I've heard this before, so. Anything?
not yet. Let me see if over. See if it came in. What will be coming up? Your name or John or whatever?
Yeah, John. Relevant ads. John So. Yes, that's my real last name. It's the SEO.
Refresh it again. See if something comes through. Yep.
It did, huh?
Yep.
That is wild. Okay, let me. Bada bing, bada boom. All right, screw it. I'm gonna keep it this way. All right. Now, Al, I want to make sure everything is on point when it comes to your business name, address, all this stuff, and we'll go over detail a few things really quick here. But far as the business name, is there an LLC or anything like that?
Yes, it's LLC.
Is there a dot or anything as well?
A.T.Electric, and then LLC.
Okay. All right, I want to make sure I have everything here. So I got A.T.Electric. And then I put a space in between that LLC. Is that right? Or just all together?
Yeah, like A.T.Electric space LLC.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, cool. Got it. Right here. Okay, and far as the business address?
473 Cecil Henderson Road.
How do you spell Cecil?
C-E-C-I-L.
Cecil Henderson Road?
Yep.
Okay. And is it like a dash in between that?
Is this a space?
Okay, got it, gotcha. And is that 15317?
Yes. Kansas Road, PA.
Okay, cool, got it. Systems. Auto-populate, so I have to like go back every time. All right. I got you, man. All right, so we got this there. Okay. I want to make sure. I do hope you're going to understand this, but I love to do a triple check on everything, so that way, you know, there's no mishap, hiccups, or anything like that. Now, we're not going to take payment right at this second, but on the card that we're using today, does it say Alfred Tarrant, or does it have, like, a middle initial as well?
Oh, let me go check.
Okay.
I have to actually climb my wallet. I
gotta
put it in my truck.
I lost my wallet the other day. I was like freaking out.
I wonder I couldn't find it, but here I left it in my boat.
No, did you really?
Yeah, I left it in the boat because I always take. I have to have it because I have to have my boater safety course card. So I always carry. Just put my wallet in the glove box of the boat, and then.
Yep.
Put the cover on. After I'm looking for my wallet, searching, then I have to be in the boat. We're back, cover off the boat, and there.
My father does that all the time. You're not the only one.
Let's see here. Let's see, the card that I have, it says AT Electric LLC, and it has Alfred O. Tarrant on it.
Alfred O. Tarrant. Okay. I got you. All right, so I'm going to make sure. Again, we're not doing it at this very second. We'll get to that in a minute, though. I want to make sure everything is set on my side. And is the business or the address that we have on there, is that the same for the billing on that card?
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. Before we do any type of payment, I want to make sure I do a voice verification for you, okay? It's that added form of protection for you. So that will be, it's all recorded. So we want to make sure everything we say we're going to do, we do it for you, okay? It's just protection for you. All right. We'll get that in a second. All right. Let's finish up a few things on my end here. Boom. Okay. So we're going to set up a technician call for you as well. What time works for you? What day works for you? Because we need an hour window for the text to go over the content detail, the website, everything like that, Facebook, all of it, okay, color, everything. And depending on how much questions and content you like to give them, it can take anywhere from like up to an hour, but because I'm going to go over a few things with you today, it may be even quicker, okay? So you just want to make sure to keep an hour window for them, though, all right? What day can you be able to take that call?
Let's see here. Let's say Thursday.
Okay. More morning or evening?
I do that like midday, like around 12, 1 o'clock.
Actually, you might be in luck, man. All right. What do you think? Like right at 12? Because I think we actually have an appointment for that.
Yeah,
do that. Beautiful. Okay. So they're going to be calling from an 877 number. After they call you, make sure you save that number, okay? Because that's a direct number for them, for you in the text, okay? So I'm going to set that up for you right now. And they're going to call this number, obviously. And I'm going to send you in your email right now a Google Calendar invite, okay? Give me just a minute, though. That is so weird that the email thing sit on my computer like that, but it went right through, like, no problem.
Yeah, that's everybody.
That's hilarious.
I get them.
That is funny, man.
All right, so I just sent that through Google Calendar. The company runs off of PST time, so if it says 8 a.m., it's because it's 12 o'clock your time, though. All right?
Okay.
I just sent it. Go ahead. Once you get it, hit yes on there or confirm on it. And I'll set everything up on my side here.
Come on.
I'll pick you up.
Let's see, is it come or what?
It should have sent. Let's see. Did it go through?
Not yet.
Okay. We'll give it a little bit there. And then, jog my memory here. I just want to make sure you didn't have an actual website domain or anything like that. We want to, because we're going to build this from scratch for you, right?
Yeah, I have one. Like I said, I have one somewhere, but I don't know through that link now. But I don't know how to get to it or find it or nothing.
Okay, I'm just going to put that you don't have one for now. If you do come across it, let them know right away. Okay, we want to make sure to clean up the web for you. Yeah. We don't want to have double websites going on or anything.
Okay, I found it. The thing came through.
Sweet. All right. It only took a couple of minutes, right?
Yeah. Thursday, September 29th, 8 a.m., 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what should I reply? Yes?
On there should be like a yes, no, or maybe on there. You're going to hit select yes one. Yeah.
Okay.
And then on my end over here, okay, I just got it back, Mac. Appreciate that. I want to make sure you still want the call tracking system so you know where they're calling from, right?
Yeah.
Now, we do have a Splash Call app where if they call in, it can you know, say dial 1 to reach this, things like that. Did you want that as well or no?
What is it though?
So let's say I give you a call right now. I see your number on Google, and I give you a call, and then it'll say, like, it'll be an automated thing first, right? Where it'll be like, okay, yeah, press 1 to speak to Al, press 2 for this person, and things like that. Did you want anything like that, or do you want to keep it personal and just have them talk directly to you?
Yeah, you can just leave it like that.
Leave it the way it is? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. And then here, we're going to do about like 50 miles out from your area. Is that right? From Kenensburg?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. Okay. And then also, hours of operations. Monday through Friday, Saturday, 24/7. What do you do?
Monday through Friday, whatever, 7 to 5. And then whatever, weekend by appointment if you can.
Okay, I'll put that weekends by appointment only. Okay. And how do you accept payment from your customers? Do they pay PayPal, cash, Venmo, check, Visa, or not?
Yeah, right now I just do cash and check. PayPal.
Yeah, they got like PayPal. Okay, yep. We can make sure to set that up for you as well online too. So. All right.
Okay.
And then also, let's go over the super detail a little bit here. Services that you want to be found for. Okay, so meaning we want to make sure that, and if they put in any of these keywords or phrases online, you're going to be popped up on that first page. So I already got like light fixtures, correct me if I'm wrong, I got outlets, light fixtures, panel upgrades. Is that right? Ballpark right there? Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously you want to add more, right?
Yeah.
What else do we got?
Remodel work, or whole house wires, rewires or whatever.
Okay, rewire.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is this? Yeah, I don't know what else. Whole house wires. Rewires, that pretty much sums up anything in the house.
Yeah. Do me a favor. I'm just going to do this. I'm going to put all those for right now. And when you talk to our techs on Thursday, before then, just write down a few things if it comes to your head and you're like, oh, shoot, I forgot this one or anything like that. I want to add this. Let them know that day. I'm going to put please advise customer may want to add more on there, okay? So that way they ask
you. Okay. Okay.
More pal, okay. And I remember we spoke earlier regarding how you want to be reached on this number. Now, do you expect from them to call you or email you or text or all three or just one of those?
I can do all three.
All three? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh. All right, that's good there. Looks like this is all set there. You got your text call there. I'm going to double check on this one now. Give me a second. I'm just going to refresh everything. Dang. I think I checked out. That's good. Okay, and we're going to move on to the voice verification here, okay? So this is that added form protection I was telling you about. So if for any reason you're like, John, please stop for a second. I have a question on this. Can you elaborate on this? I'll be more than happy to answer any questions for you, okay? But in the meantime, any type of questions that I ask on there, just try to sound as clear as possible, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's get it started. So, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
AT Electric, LLC.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
Al Tarrant, owner.
Awesome. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Right. And you are authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
All right. Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, please, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to stop right there. So, if you get any calls from anyone, I don't care if they even say they're Local Splash and they're asking for more money or something, please let us know. Don't fall for that trap. It's not us. Okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. I'm going to continue here for you. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Great. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What was that? I missed some of it. I broke up.
You're good, man. Pretty much just talking about when the techs give you a call and stuff, just to make sure to let them know all the things that you like to add or modify. But I'm going to repeat it one more time. Yeah, okay. I'll go ahead and repeat it for you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 27th in the non-refundable amount $398. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 27th of every month in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Okay, so I'm going to make sure everything is set in here. Okay. That's good to go there. All right, and it said on the card that we're using today, you said it's going to be Alfred O. Tarrant, Tarrant. And then it has a company name on there as well, too, or no?
Yes.
It does. Okay, cool. Is that spelled out the same way how we went over earlier, the A dot T?
It doesn't have the dot. It just has AP space, select space, LLC on that.
Okay. All right, you made it easier for me, man. I appreciate it. All right. And then the address is the same we went over. Okay. And then as far as the payment method, is it MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. And I'm ready for the card number when you are, sir.
4652-9199-3018-6196.
Awesome. And then the expiration date?
3/25.
Thank you, sir. Okay, and then there's a service security code on there.
632.
Awesome. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and update there. Before I process this payment, I want to make sure that there's no additional fees here. Hold on. Okay. This is good. This is my triple check, just letting you know.
No problem.
There. Hey, how's the weather over there where you're at? I mean, it's pretty cold. I don't know. For me, I'm freezing cold.
I'm not too bad. It's
almost
perfect.
Pansy when it comes to this, man.
Well, that's what happened when you say we live in Florida.
Yeah,
we went to Florida. When was it? I don't know. We went to Disney down, like, I want to say it was in 2020. Yeah, February 2020. And, so we went down there, and I come out of our hotel room. I'm in shorts and a T-shirt. And that's what a guy stopped me. He goes, "You may want to go change your clothes and put a sweatshirt or a hoodie or something on." I'm like, "Why?" Freezing outside. I said, "Hi, how cold is it?" I said, "I think it's supposed to be like 70 to 70, somewhere around 70, 75 today." He goes, "Yeah, it's only 65 degrees. It's freezing." I'm like, "That's fine."
Right there, man. Yep. That's funny, man. Yeah, I got spoiled with this weather. I was born in New York and it came out, but I was young with that during that time, so yeah. That's hilarious. Now I'm like, oh my god. Yeah. Oh, Florida now coming up on five years now? Time's flying. Oh my god. Yeah. But I mean before that I was in Cali, so I was like, I was on the beaches and palm trees, man. All right, so you're going to be getting a text and an email in just a second here. I want to make sure I focus on the email there because actually, hold up. Maybe I typed in. Let's see here. Everything's set here. let me do this. Hey, Al, do you mind if we do this card number one more time? I'm sorry, I want to make sure because it doesn't save on here. And
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
4652-9199-3018-6196.
Gotcha. Yep. All right. That's I messed it up on that one. I put a one by accident somehow. I don't know how the heck I did that, but all right. All right. Cool. There's that. Bada bing, bada boom, sir. Okay. Let's try this one more time. All right, you should be getting an email soon. It should be an invoice there.
Okay, that text. Come on, man.
Okay. I know. That emo, man. I don't know. I think it's too close to evil emo. Email.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for choosing Local Splash, your own voice.
Yep. Click that for me, and then we're going to search for, it should say terms and conditions or terms of experience to click there somewhere. Let me know if you find
that. Please click clear to accept subscription terms.
Yep, you got it. Go ahead and click that for me, and then you're going to scroll to the very bottom. And it has, like, an electric signature. You just click it and type in your first and last name there.
Okay, I have to hit the box or I certify.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot the O. I never use the O.
It's okay, so truth be told, I go by my middle name a lot, but my first name is David, so anytime I'm like in trouble or something for my parents, they'll be like, David, like call my first name, you know? So
oh,
when
really?
People see, yeah, when they see like my signature stuff and everything, they're like, who's David? And I'm like, I think I'm in trouble already. And I'm like, oh my God. I get a call saying, guys, me, David. I'm like, oh, what'd I do now?
Okay, now I got a username, password, login.
Perfect. Okay, yeah, leave it there. So on, let's see, we have it. I just want to double check, make sure it's still there. On Thursday, yep, we're good. Okay, so on Thursday, our techs will give you a call between that hour, and just make sure to answer it, and they will actually develop that with you, okay? Again, if you have keywords and phrases that you would like to add more or different content, pictures, reviews, testimonials, stuff like that, man, they work magic. They're wonderful. So make sure you let them know, and they'll go ahead and make that happen for you, all right?
Okay.
All right, man. Hey, I told you this. I'm going to say this, man. Al, welcome to the family here. Okay, I know we're going to take care of you. You're going to do amazing with us. Please, if for any reason, if it's non-tech related on there, give me a call or check in. I'll check in time to time. Make sure you're doing all right. You know, and here I want to hear some really good success stories with your company, all right?
All right.
It's a pleasure talking to you, man. You take it easy.
All right.
And, we'll talk to you Thursday.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Hope everything goes good down the border for you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Actually, I really appreciate that. All right, man. Dig it easy.
All right. Take it easy.